This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Your fantasy football drafts are just a few weeks away, and you got to start getting ready. The Ultimate Draft Kit is the number one tool to help you do that. Our full player projections, tons of resources, tons of tools, breakouts, value sleepers, and this thing is getting updated the moment news happens. Head there right now, ultimatedraftkit.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Oh, welcome in. Andy, Mike, and Jason, the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, back with you. It's July 29th. It's our final Saturday episode. Why, you ask? Because so many more episodes are on the way. Five days a week from now.
Well, it won't be Monday.
That's yeah, true. It's not August yet.
Yeah. Starting on Tuesday, August 1st, every weekday, every morning, we'll be recording, releasing the episode, and that will go throughout the season all the way through December, and I'm excited about it. The videos, they are flying through Twitter. Every good play by every player, either confirming or rejecting our bias.
No, it's confirming.
Only confirming.
All my biases are being confirmed, and if you were on the internet yesterday, or what, this was a couple days ago, you know fantasy football is approaching because big things were happening, which we'll get to in the news section.
What a tease.
Professional.
Incredible. But happy to have you with us today. Lots going on. Lots of news to talk about, like Mike hinted at so elegantly. Jason is here. He hasn't said a whole lot because he is reeling from a subpar pickleball performance this morning.
I have to apologize to Foot Clan right now. I am so upset right now. I am like,
the steam is emitting from the body.
We came straight here from pickleball, and I mean, I got welts all over my body from just smashing that paddle. I'm so angry right now.
There's no poker face happening.
No, no. I was so bad, and I couldn't. And it's just like, every time I went to swing the paddle, my brain was like, oh, you're going to mess this one up, aren't you? And I did. Every time. I'm so upset right now. I don't know how to do this show. What are we talking, fantasy football?
You're going to have to try. Brooks has been around us for a long time. Brooks, would you?
He's a broken man.
If you were to rate our competitive nature from a scale of 1 to 10, where would you place it?
It's breaking the scale.
Yeah, the scale is broken.
I stopped. That's why I stopped competing with you guys in anything besides fantasy football.
Brooks is too low T to hang with the three of us.
I mean, Jason is... He's been in it for the last hour.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've been trying to kick it.
You've been like prepping for the show?
Yeah, I'm ready. Just I'm angry.
Yeah, so Jason's here.
Oh, man. If there's any players Jason doesn't like today,
you're getting a business.
Oh, man. Yeah, watch out. So a couple announcements at the top. Mike mentioned it, the Ultimate Draft Kit available now at ultimatedraftkit.com. Tomorrow, we will release another video on YouTube. We have a 2022 show highlights video. So the Biggest Loser, Brian Ketron, has cut together all of our show highlights from last year. Many of them I consider lowlights based on the mustache I was sporting. But
have you changed? You've turned on yourself in the mustache?
I mean, there were occasional moments where I thought it was fine. from in hindsight.
Okay.
Where I was like, I think at the time I definitely thought it was fine.
Yeah.
But looking back, we reflect on life and we, you know.
You got one life. Take some chances.
That's what I did. I went Arthur Smith. And
Arthur Smith, current.
Current Arthur Smith, which unfortunately reminds a lot of people of Jim Tomsula, if you remember that.
Oh, no.
So mustaches and head coaching jobs haven't necessarily. Well, Bill Cowher had one, right? Bill Cowher was a mustache man.
Yeah, I think that was back when mustaches were just normal.
Right. Yeah, he was. He was a mustache man, for sure. I'm not misremembering.
No, for sure he was.
It looks like he's a goatee man.
So that's plus one for Cowher, minus one for Tomsula. We'll see where Arthur Smith goes. But other things to mention, Twitter at the FF Ballers if you want to follow us over there. I mean, X or what is it? Twitter though, right?
It's still Twitter.
X, wink, wink.
It's still twitter.com, but it's providing you the service of X, the social media platform.
That's right. But it's also where we tweet.
Is where I zeet.
No,
where you X.
You X.
That was confirmed.
No, it wasn't.
I think that's what Musk said. He said it's called X's.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably drunk. All right. Quick question of the day. It's a super flex question. We have had inquiries around the super flex two quarterback drafts. And basically, someone wrote in, they said, what is your super flex strategy? You guys want to weigh in on the growing popularity of 2QB and Superflex leagues?
Yeah, sure. So, we just did Scott Fishbowl, which is a Superflex, and there's other nuance and strangeness to the scoring. But, Mike can roll through some of that. For me, I want one of the great quarterbacks. And when I say great, I don't just mean the top three. I'm saying Mahomes, Hurts, Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Justin Fields. Those guys, I really want one of them. So if I'm at the top of the first round, if I'm in the middle of the first round, I'm probably grabbing one of them. And then I will grab basically whoever I think is a value as late as possible based on the tiers. So I love Geno Smith. I love Matthew Stafford for where he's going. Goff, where he's being drafted, I think is a value. I just want to get value with my second quarterback. And I want a stud quarterback at the beginning. But if you're at the, if you're at the 12 spot, that's a strategy that probably won't work for you, in which case I would load up. I would just go a little bit later quarterback and load up on the talented running backs and wide receivers that drop to you.
Mike, do you have anything you want to add?
So just I pulled up our Scotty Fishbowl draft, the results, and it was essentially by the end of the third round, you had the bulk of the early quarterbacks gone. A few made it into the fourth, like Jared Goff, Russell Wilson, and then there's just some stragglers after that, like the rookies, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud. Brock Purdy, of course, dropped down there, but I think that his ADP will certainly go up. But for the most part, you're going to want to exit at least the fourth with one quarterback. Because if you don't have one by then, I think you're going to find yourself in trouble by the end of the draft. Yes, Ryan Tannehill, Jimmy Garoppolo, whoever the Washington quarterback happens to be, they're going to be available really late. So maybe you can scoop up two more of those quarterbacks. Because if you go that direction, you're going to want to have three for sure. And you almost really want to have three no matter what, because you want to be able to field two quarterbacks, one in the quarterback slot and one in the super flex. But that's about the timing, is by the end of the fourth, try to make sure you have at least one.
And we are paying attention to you Superflex freaks out there.
Oh, yeah. Freaks and geeks, baby.
There are two recent Superflex articles up on the website, thefantasyfootballers.com, including Superflex rankings and the strategy behind them. We've added two quarterback Superflex rankings to the ultimate draft kit. And there's another article, The Canons of Superflex Draft Strategy, if you want to dig deeper into that area, which is what Brooks always wants to do.
And if you play two quarterback, I suggest you go read those articles, because I'm going to look. I'm going to look and see who's reading those articles. And if no one shows up, I'm pulling the plug.
Oh, really?
I'm pulling the plug.
All of our articles are plugged into AC outlets.
Just the two quarterback ones. I'm not saying I'm taking all the articles down.
He's pulling the plug on the whole business, actually, if you don't read these articles. So
they're good. Go check them out.
That's right. Let's get into the news.
News and notes from around the league.
I'm still shook, boys.
Mike, I was here with Mike when we saw a video of Joe Burrow. Well, the first thing we got was a small clip of Joe Burrow on the ground and being carted off. Stage one panic for Mike. Oh, and I say that because Mike, his dynasty team, and again, we're very myopic here.
Yes.
His dynasty team has Ja'Marr Chase, and he traded Justin Fields in a deal to acquire Joe Burrow. So he is all in on, like, it was a double whammy if Joe Burrow goes down. It was concerning, and then you see the clip of the play, also concerning.
It was a bad time.
It was a roller coaster ride, and he was taking off the harness. Like, he was willing to be thrown from the ride.
Yeah, I wasn't here for the moment, but I was on Twitter. I was seeing it break, and all you could think is, please don't be the Achilles.
Yes.
Please don't be the Achilles. And it wasn't.
Yeah, for many of you, this may be the first time you hear about it. Joe Burrow suffered a calf strain, and he's going to be off the field for a while. Matthew Betts, our injury expert, said it's likely grade two, typically a month.
He said at minimum.
Yeah, at minimum. So I would be shocked, based on the current news, if we didn't see him in week one.
Mm-hmm.
Ja'Marr Chase came out and said Joe Burrow gave him the nod. He says he wasn't really worried. He believes he's all right. But you're not going to further risk Joe Burrow.
Correct.
I think is this the second time that Joe Burrow missed the entire preseason?
I totally forgot.
Yeah,
last year he got his appendix out.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that we don't get Joe Burrow in the preseason. That's just not a thing.
Which is fine. This is perfectly fine.
Based on watching Mike's reaction to one of his dynasty players get injured, I realized how thankful I am Josh Jacobs isn't at training camp. Because you can't get hurt at training camp. Just stay off your jet skis.
Yeah.
All right. Garrett Wilson left practice on Thursday with a right ankle sprain. You could see I saw the photograph of the ankle turning. Looked like a low ankle sprain. Mild to moderate severity. It looks like it'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll be out for a couple weeks, but we're 6 weeks away from week one, so he'll be fine.
And I want to shout out a name for dynasty players, deeper leagues. Jason Brownlee, wide receiver for the New York Jets. He was an undrafted free agent. They paid him like a fifth rounder, and he is getting the day-to-day praise of Aaron Rodgers as he has stepped up with the absence of...
Corey Davis, right? Corey Davis has been missing some time.
Well, and Garrett Wilson now. But he continues to get the praise of Aaron Rodgers and might have been a value. So you're always looking for names that somebody hasn't picked up.
You got to look for those nasty boys when you're playing Dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, by July 28th, there are, a few names that are going to pop up in preseason. You want to jump on those nasty boys, as Mike would say. Well, let's just make Jason's morning even better.
Oh, mercy.
Can we get the spotlight on this guy over here? On Big Shimmy?
Hey, Jason, read this news.
Yeah, why don't you take it?
All right. Dalvin Cook was quoted as saying odds are, quote, pretty high that he signs with the Jets. So that's cool. the truth is I have not been drafting Breece Hall where he's valued right now. I've been a little bit more worried about the team, the system, the RBBC, the injury, the start to the season. So even though I love Breece Hall, he is on my dynasty roster. He's one of the, my favorite players and very important to me. I know people, I get tagged like crazy when Dalvin Cook news comes out or any anti-Breece news comes out, I am, my timeline is flooded. But I really am okay with this. Obviously it hurts his value. It's, Dalvin Cook would come in and be the presumptive starter, I think, week one ahead of Breece.
It's more personal than professional of an impact, because you have been saying that he's probably overpriced where he was being drafted. I mean, you haven't gone out and slammed your hand on the table for drafting him where he's at. Dalvin Cook, look, the Jets are building an arsenal. And the reason that this can happen is because Aaron Rodgers, which we didn't have this in the news, but he agreed to a renegotiated contract, which frees up a ton of money for the team. It might be the most team-friendly concession that a quarterback has ever made.
He took a huge pay cut.
Yeah, so his, you know, willingness to take the pay cut a la Tom Brady in years past is enabling this team to continue to make additions like Dalvin Cook, who also is scheduled to visit with the Patriots.
It's also worth
noting. I doubt he gets to New England.
Yeah, he's probably not getting out of New York. It's also worth noting on the Aaron Rodgers contract that it does appear that he's going to play 2 years. I mean, we don't know that for sure, but his words and the restructured contract, I think it's a foregone conclusion right now that he will play in 2024.
Which is exciting for Jets fans. I mean, you're going to be relevant for 2 years. It may not be everything you hope for. Maybe it is, but you're going to be relevant for a couple of years with a really good quarterback. You're loaded. You know, Tyler Conklin, I think, is undervalued at the tight end position. Garrett Wilson has been making plays all preseason, all training camp. There's just a lot of excitement around that team. I will say this, the Patriots news, they may never visit with Dalvin Cook, but they're trying to. And they also visited with Leonard Fournette, and they also visited with Darrell Henderson. So, like, the Patriots inevitably will add a name to this backfield, I think, before week one.
Also,
but who it is will impact Mike's psychology as well.
It certainly will. And I don't know if you guys had saw this, because, look, in the grand scheme, this isn't gigantic news, but Ty Montgomery did get banged up again.
Shocking.
So, yeah, but I'm saying, like, for the Patriots, who in the plans is, you know, Harris, Pierre Strong, and Ty Montgomery, like, that's the running back room. If one guy is already hurt, then you're going to need to bring another body in.
You did mention, though, that Ty Montgomery is not even wearing the helmet of the running backs. He's lining up with wideouts, right?
Yes, but I'm sure he would still factor into plans, like, all over the field.
Oh, boy, if you're factoring him into plans, that's a mistake, said the last 5 years. Amari Cooper returned to practice. Okay. Commanders, there was a report on ESPN. It's kind of echoing what we've said before, but an official report saying that the quarterback situation in Washington is likely unsettled and expects Washington to open with Sam Howell and potentially switch back and forth throughout the year. That would be the Washington way.
Yes, it would.
I mean, they have had more quarterbacks started than any team over the last 5 years. There's more.
Give me the train.
Where's the hype train at?
Give me the train.
Somebody hit that. Here we go. Wes Phillips, Vikings offensive coordinator.
Yeah. What do you say?
He said he's he's comfortable with Alexander Mattison on all three downs.
Me too.
And he said, quote, and I don't know if he's quoting Mike, people don't realize how good a player Alex Mattison really is. Alex Mattison.
Yeah, he's on a short first name
short
basis.
Short name basis.
What do you think about Alex?
Oh, the nickname?
Yeah.
Or just the shortening? It's a little strange because Alexander Mattison is a
dun, 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 dun,
like that's dun, dun, a strong regal name.
Yeah.
So, but I don't mind it.
A-Matt?
I like Alex Mattison better.
So yeah, let's hope Mike and Wes Phillips, are right about his production.
Let's hope.
Some other reports, first team rep reports. That's what we got here in the news. That's kind of fun. Anthony Richardson getting first team reps, expected to start week one. At least that's what I'm hearing out of Indianapolis. Bryce Young, already been named the starter. Davis Mills, working with the ones.
What are you doing?
No, don't do this. Don't do this. You're wasting everybody's time.
Are
they really doing that?
They're doing that because you got to earn your stripes.
This is how we did football in 1945. Give the number two overall pick the keys. Like, what are you doing?
Give the wide receivers the quarterback they're going to play with.
Every rep.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Of continuity between a quarterback and wide receiver is precious. especially when they've never played football together.
Oh my gosh.
So whether it's Nico Collins or Tank Dell or, you know, Dalton Schultz, give them the reps with the guy that you're actually going to play.
Remind me how they got the number two pick. Was that, who was their quarterback?
I believe it was Davis Mills.
Oh, put him, get him the ball right now. Get him out there on practice.
If you need to, set up another field, put Davis on it, and tell him it's the ones.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just, don't, if it's all about coddling the mind of Davis Mills, just don't.
This we're isn't in about agreement Davis. On this. This isn't about coddling Davis Mills. This is about
earn it.
Yeah, you got to take it, Stroud.
Like, which is, it's very, it, to me, has been a strange thing.
Your odds are pretty low, like, of making it in that number one spot.
You took him as the second overall player in the NFL draft. That is, something was earned already.
Mm-hmm.
You were terrible. And you said, we're going to take this guy with our number two pick. You don't have a first rounder next.
You're not going to walk in here and, like, be handed anything.
There's no process to trust. You don't have a first next year. You don't lose on purpose.
Oh, this is good news for the, this is good news for the Cardinals.
It is.
If C.J. Stroud goes to practice and never throws a pass, only kicks the ball, every time he gets it, he gets the snap,
okay, and punt.
He drops back, and he punts the ball. And that's what he does every practice with the twos. He's starting this year. Like, he will be your starting quarterback. There's no way. There's no world where he's not your starter. So get him, okay, the rest.
Kyle's telling us he did mix. Stroud did mix in with the ones a little bit on Friday.
Got to give that first rep, man. Send the message.
What are we doing?
Brock Purdy took every single rep, yes, with the first team Thursday.
Yeah, because he's the starting quarterback.
Not only that, but another little rumbling that Darnold's going to be the two.
Yeah.
Trey Lance is going to be the four in that situation.
Yeah, they're skipping three.
They're skipping three. There's not a gap to be. He's got to work from four to three first. Look, it's wild. I told Mike this morning, yeah, it's one part courageous because, like, only certain kinds of coaches that have proven themselves could even have the guts to do this, and mm-hmm, Shanahan's one of them, where, look, if you're not better, then you're not the guy. I mean, I guess it's ironic to have this conversation moments after the C.J. Stroud thing where, like, you're supposed to let the best player play.
Yeah, but they saw Brock Purdy on a football field, and the Texans, yes, saw Davis Mills on the football field. Yes. This is just – it is so upsetting personally to have been so opposed to Trey Lance being drafted that high the whole entire draft process, and then Shanahan hoodwinks me into thinking that he thinks that Trey Lance is good, and then had to – try and cape for him, and now Trey Lance's career is done before it starts.
Yeah, I mean, much like Sean McVay with Allen Robinson, Kyle Shanahan was wrong.
Right.
You made a judgment to trade everything for a player, and you did the wrong thing. There's no way to say that isn't the case now.
Right.
You didn't do the right thing if you have a third string number two pick 3 years in. So, running back first reps. These were both from earlier in the week, but Rashad Penny got the first rep with the first team.
Oh, yeah, baby.
For the Eagles. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire with no Pacheco out there.
Oh, we're back, baby.
Clyde got the first touch with the first team on their first practice.
Yeah, the Rashad Penny one, look, they're going to be flipping guys around all over for Philadelphia. You know, the new Kenny G, Kenneth Gainwell, he'll get reps there. DeAndre Swift will get reps. It's just, to me, was a very good sign because the offseason was spent of Rashad. The investment on Rashad Penny was very, very small financially, to the point of, let's make sure he's going to be on the Philadelphia Eagles roster.
Yeah, you don't want a James Robinson situation.
Right. And so to give this guy the first rep, that feels good and feels like he should be secure in his spot. And then I believe the talent of Rashad Penny will rise, and he'll be the best running back on the team.
I completely agree. I just hate that he's getting reps because
the ADP.
Equal injury. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, just maybe hold out a little bit. You're like, did you see that first carry?
Put him in the
flak jacket?
No, what's the
those big bubbles?
Yeah, knocker ball or something like that. Where you run inside the giant inflated ball. Put Penny in that.
Yeah, that's an option. You got to put Swift in there too, though.
Save him up.
No, Swift's fine.
And another dynasty name, Denarik Prince,
Yeah,
Kansas City making a lot of plays as well. Pay attention
running
there.
Back.
One of the 11 that they have. Quick break, back with the mailbag.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Some things may seem small at the time, but when you keep them inside, when you keep everything bottled up, you leave those emotions to fester, and they can have some serious negative consequences. I know when I was younger, you know, you don't want to always say what's on your mind. You don't want to be seen as ungrateful or insensitive or whatever, but sometimes you bottle those things up too long, and they develop into real problems. Talking things out, working through what's weighing you down, it is more helpful than you realize. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I've had therapy. I've had practical, personal advances through therapy, whether I'm learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries personally, how to make better habits in my life. There's a lot of benefit, and you can give BetterHelp a try if you've been thinking of starting therapy. It's entirely online. It's convenient and flexible. It's also easy to get started. You just fill out one brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. It's no secret we get deep on football here to the point where, yeah, maybe I might lose track of a few other things, like subscriptions. I mean, do you know how many you've got right now? Probably not, but our sponsor, Rocket Money, can help. I've been a longtime user of Rocket Money. I love it. I get pop-ups all the time checking in on my finances. Things like subscriptions, like, hey, you should probably go through your subscriptions and just make sure that everything is on the up and up. And I go and I check and I review every single time. And sometimes, every once in a while, boom, there's a subscription that I forgot about that I don't use anymore. Thank you, Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/footballers. That's rocketmoney.com/footballers. rocketmoney.com/footballers.
All right, no more breaking news since we last talked, right, Brooks?
No, sir.
No more first rep hype train pieces?
Not yet.
Okay. Into the mailbag we go.
Mailbag.
Mailbag. Ooh, it's Saturday. All right, into the mailbag we go. Thank you for sending in your questions. We have some voicemail questions as well. And if you have things you want answered, go to the website, thefantasyfootballers.com, or you can dial the voicemail hotline, 302-464-TFFB. That's where we're going to start with a voicemail.
Hey, ballers, love the show. Listen, guys, I'm in a dilemma. It's my first time doing a keeper league, and I have the option, I believe, to either go Josh Allen, keep him in the fourth, or do I keep Alexander Mattison in the 10th? I know the league, a lot of the guys I'm hearing are keeping quarterbacks, so I feel like if I don't go with Josh Allen, I'm going to be left with scraps. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Yeah, so Josh Allen in the fourth or Mattison in the 10th, and I really like that this caller gave us some league context because we are not – every decision is not the same answer without the context of your league mates, that information. And that's why we want to equip you with information and let you make those decisions to the best of your ability. For me, it was going to be really close. It was going to be Allen. And then with the context that everybody else is keeping quarterbacks, it was going to be Allen too.
Oh, you tricked me.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to go under the guise that like, okay, I'm just going to be able to get him because other people are keeping quarterbacks. I like the value of Allen in the fourth just fine. So I may stand alone on that, but I know what I'm getting with Allen. I do not know what I'm getting with Mattison. Both are great values.
Yeah, I mean, I just agree with everything you said there, Andy. I was Allen first by a hair, and when everybody else is keeping a quarterback, look, they're keeping a worse quarterback than you. So
that's true.
You get Josh Allen in the fourth is a good value. He's been going in the second or third round right now. If Josh Allen were in the fourth round in a draft I was in, I'd be drafting him. So obviously the value of Alexander Mattison in the 10th, incredible. But Alexander Mattison has been still not a very highly, you know, you might be able to draft him in the 4th. Well,
no,
you don't have a 4th round pick now, but
yeah. Even being the most Team Mattison guy on the show, I would take Josh Allen in the 4th.
All right, this question comes from Twitter. Josh Joseph says, after all the years making picks together, do you find that you agree more or less these days than you used to? I.e., I can't believe you just had that take.
Interesting. Do we agree?
What?
Well,
are we shocking one another with our takes? Are we agreeing more or less? I mean,
my memory on that drop, though, was like Andy hadn't seen like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs or something. Like it was some kid's movie. Where it was like, how have you not, that movie, it's so good. How have you not seen this?
I don't think we agree or disagree any more or less than we used to. I'm still shocked sometimes. And then, you know, unfortunately, just like a moment ago when Andy was talking about Josh Allen and his description, I liked what he said.
I was a little shocked.
Yeah.
So. I would say the when we do have a disagreement, now that we're going into year 9, like I am a little older, a little wiser, less bullheaded about like, well, I don't even, here's your opinion. Don't tell me your process because your opinion is just wrong.
Right.
And now it's, okay, I don't agree with that opinion. What was your process that got you there? And then I'm like, okay.
More persuadable?
Maybe I still don't agree.
I feel like I'm more persuadable.
Yeah, you're just the...
I'll admit it 2 or 3 shows from now.
right. You won't be changed in the moment.
No, God, no.
I did see Alexander Mattison get a slight bump in the rankings from Andrew Holloway.
That's true. But I also was making some arguments about Debo to you in the studio, and then I saw Debo.
Yep.
His stats went up a little bit, and it was like whispering sweet nothings into my ear.
Yeah, I was too low.
So, yeah, I think we try to be better listeners than maybe we used to be.
Yes.
But we don't intentionally try to agree or disagree. We're trying to share strong convictions, lay it all out there. We're going to disagree, and again, that's where you get handed the opportunity to make your own call. That's kind of the essence of the show from day one.
Yeah, the show's purpose here is not to tell you what to do. It's to give you information, and you decide what to do as the 4th person at the table.
Yeah, and Kyle, you're making a good point here. I know you didn't weigh in on the microphone, but the idea of discussing percentage chances of things to happen, like putting it into context, like none of us can see the future, obviously. If you listen to anything we said about Allen Robinson, we did not see the future. But laying out the odds of things happening, I think that's important too. It's like, I can see the pathway to this. I think this is an 85% chance. You know, that type of, I think we all know how things can go wrong. I mean, we've been around it and been right and wrong so many times. Let's go to another voicemail question here.
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller. I get a hold over one running back and I'm stuck. I've got White from Tampa Bay and Pierce. Can't figure out which one is better. Let me know what you guys think.
So that's a tough one.
So
because
Rashad White or Dameon Pierce.
Yeah, I think that is a tough one just because both players have pathways to, I think, surprising people, having a good year, and then disappointing people. I was gonna try to dig into my rankings here. I have them 3 apart. I have Dameon Pierce at 22, Rashad White at 25. My default answer there in the moment, thankfully, would have agreed with that. I lean Dameon Pierce because what you saw on the field from Rashad White was a product of the success he had was a product of a lot of pass volume opportunities. Mm-hmm. He wasn't good on the ground. I know the offensive line should be better. But Dameon Pierce was a constant, ever-present, week-to-week, wow, that's a good play. Wow, that's a good play. Wow, we broke that tackle. So I lean that direction. Where are you, Mike?
It's tough for me between these two names because it's Dameon Pierce. I am confident in what I saw that Dameon Pierce is a good player. I still don't think we know for sure on Rashad White if he's going to be a capable NFL player. But the ceiling for Rashad White, if it hits, if the Tampa Bay offense is just a little bit better than they're being given credit for right now, Rashad White is going to be the guy, and he's going to catch a bunch of passes. Let's say that the passing volume, it's going to come down. That will happen. But if it doesn't come down as far as like gloom and doom numbers, Rashad White can still be like a 50-plus reception type of player. Dameon Pierce will not be that. And Dameon Pierce has Devin Singletary in Houston as well that he has to deal with. And I think that Singletary is an excellent player. So like both of these offenses should struggle. Dameon Pierce is the more known commodity, but Rashad White has the higher ceiling. Like if you want to take the risk for a higher, like a bigger swing, higher ceiling, I'd go Rashad White. Safer is Dameon Pierce.
And I will lean definitely on the Dameon Pierce side. I know I have spoken pretty anti-Dameon Pierce. It's more anti him being a superstar, future, great stud top 12 running back. I he was very good. Like when you watched football last year, Rashad White was not good. Dameon Pierce was very good. So that's they're both on bad offenses. They both could have competition. I'm going to take the guy I think is actually a good football player in Dameon Pierce.
YouTube question from Samuel White 2027 says, how would you handle an offline live draft when there is no consensus ADP being used? So I guess what Samuel's kind of referring to is if you're doing a live draft on a platform, the league mates in that league have the opportunity to see that platform's ADP at all times. And in an offline draft, you don't.
I love that about offline drafts.
Yeah, I hate the ADP being up there. Because it should be the player's responsibility to have a list or a cheat sheet, something that they've brought to the table that might be from a different source, their own, hopefully. And then you have surprises that are maybe more, you can take more gambles because you're not afraid of somebody just drafting the next guy on the list.
That's it. If you're doing an offline draft, I'm going to assume that everyone here is a seasoned fantasy football player. So you're on your own. Like, deal with it. Like, figure out where your favorite source or just you build your own rankings, that type of a thing. If this is a new fantasy football draft and these managers are new to the game, I'd provide something. Like, I would just print out whatever. Like, you can print out our rankings, bring those, or print those for yourself and then go to some other site and take their rankings and give them to everybody else.
Yeah.
But it's just... it's offline. Everyone, this is an every player for themselves.
This one's really important, guys. YouTube question from Noodle 1855.
Noodle.
Oh, there's a question for me. I didn't notice that. Question for Andy. Can I be both Joe and Joseph?
Good question.
Or does that only work for Cam and Cameron?
What do you think, Andy?
I think you can be Joe and Joseph. Andy. I'm Andrew and Andy.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
settled.
See, one of the reasons why I can do that, just to be fair, my birth name is Andrew.
Okay.
That's where the Cam Cameron thing really disconnects from reality.
If your birth certificate said Andy, you cannot be Andrew. Is that what you are claiming?
I think that's where I was headed, but I'm afraid that I will lose that war here.
Yeah, I think you will.
Because that sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, it sounds absurd.
Why can we only shorten your name? Why can't you expand it?
It's really a good point because
nicknames
it's not
can be long.
It's not like Andy is any part of the root. Like at least with some longer names, like William, if you called him Will, it's all contained within the letters.
Yeah, what is this Bill bullcrap? Well, when did that happen?
Big Bill out there, he's getting his name into everything. Just like Bob. Robert.
Yeah, what is
yours should be Rob.
What is happening?
Why do you get to be Bob?
Yeah, you better be Bobbert.
And don't even get me started on Richard.
Yeah.
But listen. If the name Andy isn't contained in Andrew and it's still okay as a nickname, I guess Cam's nickname could be Cameron.
Well, it is.
It's long for Cam.
Yeah.
Is that what people would say? Please call me Cameron. It's long for Cam.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, exactly.
There you go. That's the answer.
Handled it.
Speaking of Cameron Akers, Instagram question from Tyrell. Would you rather have him or James Conner?
It's a really, really good and fair question. I see them as two players that I want a lot in fantasy football. I believe that they are both good. If I have to guess which offense is better, I think the Rams offense is going to be a more successful offense this year. So I lean Cameron.
I do see a world where both of these are not as great as you'd hope. The offensive line in Los Angeles is a mess. James Conner, the passing game work, I'm going to side on that side. I think they need him. I think they need him in the passing game with a bad offensive line. I think he's going to be more valuable there than Cam Akers will be.
We already got some high T quotes from Coach Gannon out of Arizona, inferring of about talking
explosives.
About, you know, getting really excited to run James Conner up the middle, and that was the Cliff Kingsbury special. When you're at the goal line, there is.
Will there be defenders there?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Like Cliff's play sheet for the goal line was, it looked like a Tecmo Bowl screen where it's just four options, but all four of them were run up the middle. And if Gannon is going to give that to us, then that will be delightful. I lean Cam Akers slightly.
All right. This question is interestingly timed because one of the players moved in my rankings this morning is this gentleman right here. YouTube question from Forbes says, is Calvin Ridley worth his ADP?
Man. I am struggling so much with Calvin Ridley as I was on a show earlier in the offseason because his ADP was already just outrageous. If you're playing anything on Underdog best ball, you were paying a fourth round or early fifth round pick for Calvin Ridley, a guy who hasn't been on a football field in essentially 2 years, is still somehow on his rookie contract and is like,
now you're seeing
him. He's already older for a wide receiver, and we really, really try to just enjoy the highlight videos from training camp and not let them be like change your opinion on anything. But this one, there was a video of Zay Jones. Yes. If you didn't see it, there's a video of Zay Jones from Jacksonville running a route. It's not. It's clean. Good, yeah, good
nice,
footwork.
Nice route.
Yeah. And then Calvin Ridley runs the exact same route, except Calvin Ridley looked like he's being fast-forwarded through the route compared to Zay Jones, and it was, oh my gosh, he's so much faster and so much cleaner than Zay.
And it's not the only play we've seen now. We've also seen him go up and make some vintage plays.
The two-hand land on the back and still pull it in. And
that is an area where, yes, you don't want to overreact to a singular play. Yes. However, what was the first anti-Calvin Ridley thing you said? This is a player we haven't seen on a football field for 2 years. So there is value to seeing him on a field potentially looking like he hasn't lost a step. Right now, I am now the highest on Calvin Ridley.
Really?
I have him at 16.
Nice. I like that because, you know, I believe that Trevor Lawrence is going to take a full step forward.
Which
as,
I am becoming more confident with you on that.
Yeah, and I'm not I'm still not there fantasy-wise with Trevor Lawrence because I don't know how much he'll run and whether or not he will be. I could see him having an awesome fantasy season, but I do think for NFL purposes, he is going to be really, really great this year, and Calvin Ridley will be the one. So when I look at his ADP right now, wide receiver 19, that's about where I have him, middle of the fourth round. There are a couple guys right around him, like Terry McLaurin's going after him. I would rather have Terry McLaurin. But most of the guys that are going after him, like DJ Moore and Drake London, I lean on the Calvin Ridley side. So I think he's where he should be.
I think he's worth his ADP based on my ranking.
Yeah, if Calvin stays in the fourth and things don't get out of control, I think it's probably worth the upside that – look, if he's still mostly Calvin Ridley from the Atlanta Falcons, I'm not talking the year that – like everything went sour for him and he was really struggling as a human, had to leave. If he's the guy who was the year before that, then holy crap. Like that was heading into the year where Calvin Ridley bombed, he was a consensus top five wide receiver. So if that player is still there, then in the fourth round, take the gamble.
Yeah, and there are other players I like on that team, and I think that muddies the water a little bit too. Like Christian Kirk is a very good receiver. Evan Ingram's going to get opportunities now that he signed this contract. And what we saw at the end of last year, Travis Etienne, camp report, catching every ball thrown his way. So that muddies it a little bit, but But when you look at it and you're saying, okay, it's Amari Cooper around him in ADP, or Hopkins with the passing volume of Tennessee, or McLaurin with the quarterback shuffle, like, I want the guy that has ceiling. Trevor Lawrence could throw for 4,700 to 5,000 yards, like, easily. So, I don't know. I think that there's an opportunity there, and we may look back and go, gosh, dang it. This guy, this guy's at 6 or 7 at the end of the year, and he's going at 19, which would make him a steal. So, I think it's more likely that Ridley could be at 6 or 7 than Amari Cooper.
Sure.
I don't know if you guys agree with that.
I do agree.
This question comes in from Bill, probably William, honestly.
William Brasky.
And yet there's no Billiam. You know?
Yeah.
Where's Billiam?
That sounds ridiculous.
It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, I would never name a kid maybe Billiams. Like,
oh, like Williams?
Like the money?
Yeah.
Oh, like billions of dollars?
Yeah.
That's pretty stupid. $1 billion. Well, there you go. He's Will for short, though. Twitter question from Bill. Hey, Ballers, up-and-coming podcaster here. What did you do to get started? Huh. How'd you get popular? How'd you get listeners early? Thank you.
Look.
Well, I think Jason would say we're great at what we do.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you're great, you're great.
How did we start? We started. Like, and that sounds ridiculous, but that's what we did.
It was nothing more than that.
We said, hey, this is something that we want to do. We think we can succeed at it. We think we can be good at it. Start. So, and that really is, it's as easy as that. There's like, make sure you're researching audio and recording and all this stuff, but there's not going to be a ton that you have to learn just to do, just to record vocals. You can get good microphones now for a good price.
Only through us. We're the only ones. We're the only ones selling them.
But in terms of like, how do you actually grow your show? Just, you gotta take the reps over and over and over and over. And then just hope that when the people start coming in, that you are ready for that opportunity.
Yeah, it's a two-step process. Step one, start. Step two, just be great.
Oh boy,
you know,
and that's what we did. That was our plan.
That's
We wrote that down.
So easy.
Yeah, that was the two-step plan.
Yeah.
The other thing I'll say, and I've learned this from this job, which is now going into year 9, and from a previous job when we had success doing video game stuff. I thought we were late to both, because, you know, podcasting, it's grown in popularity over the last handful of years. That's been very, you know, helpful to this show growing when the industry itself is growing. But I thought we were late to this game 9 years ago. I thought we were late to our previous job. Mm-hmm. So that impulse to think you're late to the game, I think, is natural. And, you know, if you have something valuable to contribute, whether it's in this industry, true crime, you want to talk about something that you're interested in, which, again, you better be interested in it.
Yeah.
Because if you're not, you're not going to survive the part between you started and you're great. Because there's a big, long timeline there. And you got to love it enough to survive that timeline. So whatever you like.
My final piece of advice is liking what you're talking about, but when you are recording, have fun. Podcasting is entertainment, so if you're not entertaining people, then it's going to be difficult to retain listeners.
Yeah, I agree. And the other thing I mentioned on another podcast the other day when it was asked was just, it's about connection. Like, I think why this show has succeeded is that we were ourselves and people connected to what we were talking about. So if you're pretending, you can't connect with somebody through, you know, not being authentic and being yourself. So I think connection is what makes podcasting especially unique. None of us feel connected to the radio broadcasts that we're listening to in the car,
right,
as they repeat the same thing every 15 minutes. You feel connected to podcasters that you put on, you know, when you do the same routines every day, and I think that helps. So, but, I mean, Brooks probably has all the real secrets. Do you have anything to add, Brooks?
You guys covered them all.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought he might say that. Find a great producer or two as well. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Right after the stage two, like that was 2B. You know what I mean?
Doesn't hurt. Doesn't help. But it
doesn't hurt. You know. No. Doesn't help. Doesn't hurt. I tried, guys. Al, Judge, I tried.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we love y'all.
I did my best. I mean, we bought you a
help.
bought you a big neon sign and stuff. All right. Oh, that is going to do it for today's episode. Like I said at the top, so excited. August, it is here on Tuesday. And guess what? We're kicking it off with a big time mock draft episode.
Ooh, baby.
Do not miss it. Make sure you subscribe. Go to youtube.com/thefantasyfootballer. Subscribe. Click the bell. Mock draft Tuesday. Talk to you then.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter at the FFBallers.